Welcome to you.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
As always, I am happy to be with you, my dear friends.
And us here with you.
Mm-hmm. We give a welcome to the dear lady who visits us this evening.
Ah, that's Corinne.
Oh, thank you. It's lovely to be here. Thank you for everyone for letting me.
As always, I have listened with the great attention to all your healing thoughts this evening. We wish you many thanks for these offerings. And I know that you ask so often and with love and with dedication to spirits. And for this, we thank you. At this moment in your earthly time, there is still so much unrest, so much dis-ease. And I wish to say and to reiterate once more, do not be afraid, my dear ones. Do not be afraid of what is happening, not only on this planet, but farther afield. I know sometimes that it is difficult to question that all that is said is quite correct. And I am here to reassure you that all will be fine. I hope you take those words and really believe in them.
Yes, sir.
Because being angels of spirit, we do not need you to dwell upon negative thoughts. In that way, you are extending your love for good, for the betterment of all mankind. And this is what I wish you to try to cultivate more, as I'm sure you will.
I think we're learning to appreciate that all is fine, whatever the outcome, whether you pass to spirit or whether you stay on earth, still learning and experiencing here, it all is fine. It's sad when there's suffering and pain, but we know that these are part of the evolution and growth, so that there's good reason for it all.
Yes, you were endowed with these physical bodies for very good reason. They are what causes you grief and pain, mm-hmm. as well as the mental capacity that the physical body has. So many ways for you to feel unsettled and to feel ill at ease with yourselves. But I say, live only in this moment. Forget what has gone and look forward to what is ahead. I cannot say this enough to you, my dear friends. I cannot say to you to forget everything, because that is not quite the way to go either, because you also have memory. But what I am saying is that you must remember, but then allow it to pass. Do you understand?
Yeah, we need to learn from what's happened and go forward.
Yes.
Don't we say that your body is your best friend, so the disease is kind of reminding you that you should think differently?
It is the housing of your spirit.
Yes.
And after all, do you not look after and maintain your physical homes?
Absolutely. You just described, Sally, about what happened to me in the shower, and I shared with the group a couple of weeks back, where when I was showering, I found myself being able to look out of my eyes as if they were windows, where yes. I met myself.
Yes.
And I thought to myself, this body is just, it literally is that, but I need to look after it better than what I have done. But it was like three of me, the real me, number one me, the personality me, and then the machine in which I am.
Yes.
And I met all three at once.
You have described it very well. Of course, the spirit is the highest power that you will attain. So when you discard these physical housings, as I wish to call it, at this time, when you discard this housing, you feel free, you feel whole, and you feel much loved.
I did, just from my experience, everything you say, it was just that, for just not even minutes, it was seconds.
Yes.
My whole being was, wow, why do I need, I don't need to worry about this or this or this, because this number one jam that was, well, the number one, I'll call it the number one, was just full of this pure love and energy.
And which you are, all of
yes.
you.
Yes. Yeah, it was an amazing feeling.
Amazing. You have to bring that aspect of yourself to the fore. And then you will begin to understand just a little what the spirit life is all about. You understand?
Yes, I do. Well, having experienced what I did, yes, things have made much more, I've had much more clarity since that experience.
You should all, by now, my dear friends, excepting the ones who have come recently, you should by now know yourselves very well. You should know that spirit within is the ruling part of all of you. And of course, you have to be respectful and caring about that body that you have been given. After all, did you not choose to come in that body? you see already you had to rely on your own knowledge to take care of the physical being from the very beginning. Mm. But you need to grow, you need to continue to grow. You understand this? Mm-hmm. That is why you must live in the moment, forget all that has passed, and focus to whatever future you bring to yourselves.
We do create our own futures.
Your future is not static.
No.
It is ever moving.
Exactly.
So, of course, you may have a view of what is to come. Mm. But remember, time even can transmute itself, as also you can.
Mm.
So try to remember this also. Mm. Now, do you have any questions at this time?
Mm-hmm. I've got a question, please.
Yes.
Okay, I'm just going to get to it. It was about on the 8th of January, we spoke about my relationship with Susanna, and you were kind enough to confirm that we were indeed soulmates.
Yes.
And that you explained, or you have explained in the past, that there is a unique bond there, and we're created from the same spark, and we'll spiritually be linked together for eternity.
Yes.
You said that we had a higher purpose for coming together during this incarnation, but it's for us to work out the reasons for that. And we both have given this some thought, and we wondered whether our meeting was to rescue me from an unfulfilling marriage in this lifetime. I also recently had my angel cards read, and I was told that my chosen life lesson or karmic debt is one of heartbreak. Is this information correct? And if so, is the pain that I'm feeling from losing Susanna part of clearing that debt? And could that lesson of heartbreak also be part of our mission together? Can you comment on that, please?
It will only benefit you if you recognize what is happening, and then, as I have just spoken of, to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Even although you are soulmates, it doesn't. This is the misconception amongst humans, that because someone is your soulmate, that you remain together forever,
mm-hmm.
in one lifetime. That is not the case.
Mm-hmm.
You may only need to come together for a very short time.
Mm-hmm.
But it does not break the spiritual bonds between you. Whether your lives go in completely different ways, that matters not. It is the strong spiritual bond that is important.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you may be paying a karmic debt, but you must allow yourself to be free from it. And to be free from karmic debt, you have to recognize it as such, and then to let it go.
So do you think my debt will be paid now?
Not whilst you are in a state of uncertainty,
mm-hmm.
which you still are. But I will tell you, and I do not often speak of personal things, I will tell you that this period of your time you will look back upon and realize how much you have gained from it.
Mm.
Then your debt will be paid.
Okay. And also, just very quickly then, I wondered if there was an event on the Wednesday afternoon, and I wondered if that was necessary to create the closure that I was looking for. Do you know about that?
I would only say about this matter, is it has not created closure, because your mind has not allowed it to.
Mm-hmm.
You want it in some form or other to have closure. But let me tell you, you have to work on it for a little longer.
Mm-hmm.
You have to forgive not only your soulmate, but yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then the cut will be, how you would say, clean.
Mm-hmm.
And you will find happiness once more.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
You will be happy. I can assure you.
Mm, feels like a long way away at the moment.
Yes, but that you are speaking of physical emotions.
Mm.
What you have to do, my dear friend, is to allow the spirit to talk to you, the spirit within.
Mm-hmm.
And then you will have all of the answers which you request.
Mm. Okay, thank you very much.
I hope that has helped you just a little.
It has, yes, thank you. Mm-hmm.
All of you, when you come to earthly life in human form, most of you, I am sure, have experienced some kind of hurt in your lives,
mm-hmm.
whether it be yourself or someone close to you. But what we cannot do for you is to live life for you. We are not allowed to come so close to you that we may do that. But we will try to help in all the ways that we can.
Mm.
You are not the only one who is suffering from a breaking heart. I have to say that the lady you speak of, although it may not be said in her words, is also suffering. But she too will find happiness.
Mm-hmm.
But just know that your spiritual bond is strong.
Mm-hmm.
And you will come together again at some point.
So is our mission together in this lifetime completed now? I know she has free will, but
yes.
It's finished now, is it?
It should be finished, but I feel that the onus is on you.
Mm-hmm.
You are the one who is clinging on.
Mm. Maybe that's another life lesson that I need to learn as well.
Yes, life is full of lessons, not only for you, for everyone within this room.
Mm.
You all have something to learn. You may not recognize it, you may not feel it attaches itself to you, but let me assure you that each and every one of you has felt the tugging of the heartstrings.
Mm-hmm.
The human body is a beautiful thing. But it also creates much unhappiness.
Mm.
But you have to take it as part of life's journey. And I know that's not words you wish to hear at this time. But your journey ahead is fruitful. Your journey ahead is blessed.
Mm.
And there are many in spirit who are behind you.
Thank you. It's very reassuring.
It's, in my simplistic terms of putting it, it's number two person that creates the problems with the machine. It's number two who has the personality and who the heart is connected to, that causes the problems with the machine. Number one is trying so desperately to guide in the right direction with just pure love.
Mm.
And those two battle on a nice way of putting it, they battle with each other.
A struggle.
Yeah.
It's funny because it manifests itself as a real physical pain as well. It's
Although scientists have now proved that the heart does break. There's a real phenomenon called, when we say heartbreak, it does, in a way.
But it is in the same sense as the body breaks down in disease.
Yes.
It is all connected. It is all connected to the thinking.
Yeah, which is the personality and number two.
Yes.
I can put it number one, number two, number three.
Yes.
But
you have to recognize that it is just part of your journey.
I think it's reassuring to know that when we both return back to spirit, we can reunite.
But you must not hold on to that thought whilst you are here.
No, okay.
I really would say to you, my dear friend, that you have to let go. I know that is easy for other people to say, but what happens is you would eventually create disease in your own body. Because it is a negative. It is a negative emotion. After all, you would not abuse your car. You would not allow it to be under stress and strain. You would give it love and oil and whatever else you place within your cars. Would you not?
Yes. So why do we abuse our bodies?
So why would you neglect your physical being? You must do what is best for the spirit. We will uplift you and try to help, as we do with all of you.
Thank you.
Do we have any more questions at this time?
I've got a question from one of the readers. If I could just read it out. This one's from David Cripps in Tasmania. Hobart, Tasmania, and he said that he's come to understand that in his last life he was killed on his birthday, aged 32, on 28th of April 1919, and he wondered if there's any spiritual significance to these dates.
Sometimes when a spirit comes home, especially when they return home under conditions which are not always good, they hold on to significant things of memory. And birth dates, as all of you know, have become an important part of human living. It is the human side of you which has created this. So yes, dates can be held on to for quite some time, for quite a number of incarnations. It is not something we have spoken of before, I believe. But it is like anything else. We have spoken that people retain scars of old injuries from another lifetime.
That's right, yeah.
And so it is with numbers and names and all of these things.
Right.
That the spirit holds on. So therefore, when they wish to come into another lifetime, they wish to bring it back to the same number.
Right, they might have a feel comfortable about a certain
date. And many reasons why they do why they hold on. But it is one of the reasons why you should let go of any uncomfortable feelings in a lifetime. You should allow them to go free before you return home.
So would you say there's not really any spiritual significance?
No spiritual significance. No.
More of a almost superstition or something about...
Well, I would not call it superstition. That makes me smile. No, not superstition, but just the need to hold on to part of a life.
So was it a coincidence that he died on his birthday?
No, he would have chosen.
Right.
You choose when you come, you choose who you come to, and you choose mostly the pathways that you take.
Yeah, so it's another case of not letting go. We can
yes,
let go
it is holding on to something from the past. It is simple. There is no mystery about it. It is in the same way as people hold on to things from past lives. Anything from a past life can be held on to.
It's like,
especially if they feel it has not been dealt with.
Such as phobias as well.
Phobias are another case of holding on unnecessarily. Yes.
Yeah, or been dyed in a certain way, like drowning or in a fire.
Yeah.
Yes. It is something new for you all to think about.
Yeah, it's almost that we cling to what we know rather than...
Yes. You see, it may also be that the spirit feels that to be reborn on the same day as someone passed before, it is almost like a new start.
A rebirth.
A rebirth, yes.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yes, yeah. We're creatures of habit.
So if somebody's got a fear of drowning in this life, is that likely to be because they may have drowned in a past life, or is it just a completely irrational human fear?
It can be either. There is no one set answer to these things. Very often the fear would come from another time, or from the life that they live now. It just depends on the life.
Mum, did you have a question for Salim a couple of weeks ago? You were going to ask a question. Can you remember it?
Not offhand, no.
Well, next time, perhaps.
I shall have to jot it down.
Yeah. I am always amazed how little or how many questions are not asked when I am actually here.
I know.
And as soon as I am gone, I can see that your minds are spinning. But it matters not, because there is always another time.
Yeah. So actually, you hear our questions.
I do.
Yes. One question I think. Me and Ben actually went to a talk a few months ago, I think, by someone, and we had our doubts about it afterwards. But she claimed to be an extraterrestrial hybrid of part human and part extraterrestrial, and we couldn't quite see any point to what that could be about, because we're wonderful. We fully embrace the idea of brothers from other planets, but the need to hybridise with humans. We
Sally answered that question, didn't he? For us last year, he said, didn't you, Sally, that it hasn't happened. We haven't bred with extraterrestrials in the past.
Do you remember when first I came to you? My words to all that were here. If there is something I say or anyone says that you do not feel is right, then you must let it go.
Mm-hmm.
You mustn't accept it. So I will say only that if it gave you an uncomfortable feeling, then just to let it go.
Mm.
That is not to say that everything will be untrue, only that perhaps you may not be ready for that information.
Yes, yeah.
But I will say to you, no, there is no mixture. Why? As the as you have said, sir, what would be the point?
Yes, yeah, that's nice to know. I think there's it's one of those things that is said.
There are many of these people I know who are confusing others, but that is not to say they are not what you term aliens. I would rather call them brothers of the universe. But you must accept in yourselves what you feel to be true and untrue.
Yeah, thank you for clarifying that. I think that that could be nice for the readers to hear as well. Yeah.
I think that was our conclusion, wasn't it?
I've remembered the question. Have you got time to?
I will take you and then I must leave.
Okay, thank you. Oh, it's a good few years back now. I was reading an autobiography of a well-known person, an American actually, actress. But she had been on holiday with a friend in the Himalayas. And this friend, who could walk better, obviously, than her, or whatever, walk further, he had a friend that, if he thought about this female, she could appear just beside him. But in the Himalayas, the mountains right at the top, was a group of spacecraft where I don't know where they came from. Would that be a true story? Can you confirm or?
I will not deny that there are visitors from space. I will not deny that there are those who can appear in an instant. Because there are those in other universes who are much more advanced than you. So yes, these things are possible, and a mountain range I know would be picked by quite a few travellers, shall we call them, who wish to be not so well noticed. That is why you hear stories of them landing in obscure places. I do not deny that they exist, but what I do not like is the assumptions that are made about them. But that is not for any of you to worry about. I feel that perhaps some of the people who speak so closely of them are a little, how do I say, humanly unstable.
She was an actress, so she would be used to
it may be that she saw something. I do not feel it is untrue, but neither am I ready to say that what she saw was completely right.
Yeah. I don't think she saw anything herself. It was this friend that she was with.
But that can happen. That can happen. As you know, many things can transmute, can change their shape, their structure.
Yeah.
So why not a being?
Absolutely.
Yes.
And after all, what is spirit? It does not possess a body, but it can appear. So, I say to you, my friends, just to dwell and think of the points that we have brought up this evening. Allow your brains to stretch and grow, but allow mostly to allow the spirit to enter and help each and every one of you.
Yes, well, thank you.
Thank you.
As always, I leave you with my love. I leave you feeling protected and uplifted. And I look forward to our time together next time.
Thank you. It's with you. That's very interesting again.
I think it was your question that triggered my memory.
Oh, that's good.